The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International. And you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Before I start, I would like to thank the ministry team for giving me a real wonderful birthday celebration. And thank you for your generosity. Now I will have spending money in the Philippines. Probably I'm going to buy some shoes and food. So thank you for all of you, for your love, for your support, and for your generosity. And also at the same time, I'd like to thank the ministry team or the congregation of Freedom Fellowship Church who sowed seeds for this upcoming mission trip to the Philippines and for the expansion and for the financial support for this radio program. I am very grateful to the Lord for your generosity. Thank you. Thank you, Dora and Esther, Deb, Divina, Gail, Richard and Sandy, Ed and Sylvia, Javier, thank you, Leanne, Gina, Yvonne, Charles, Janet, and Gail D, Evangelina, and did I mention Leanne? And others. Thank you, Mary Rios. Thank you, Audrey, for your seed. I know you're listening. Sorry I missed your call. Try to make it on December 31st conference. That conference is for you. And this is the word I impart on you for all of you today. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Starting with verse 7 through 11. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. The congregation at the Freedom Fellowship Church and the partners of Sons of God International, they are all cheerful givers. Glory to God for that. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. I like that. Verse 9, as it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seeds and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. So this is my prophecy for all of you, partners and members, for today. 2 Corinthians 9:11. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. God is excited about this big events in the Philippines, and you were a part of it. Okay? So thank you for giving to the Lord. Psalm 69, verse 30, I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Make music to our God on the harp. And, you know, we just celebrated Thanksgiving and we thank God for United States of America, and we should. This country is the best. In spite of all of our faults and weaknesses, it is still the best country in the world because it is founded on godly principles. Keep that in mind. And this year, I am very grateful and thankful to God for all the things he did and manifested this year and more to come this month. I'm still excited for the future. You and I have to do and complete everything. Finish everything that we set out to do this year. If this year is fast and productive? Wait till you hear what God is saying to the church and to you personally for 2018 and beyond. You need to register for the prophetic gathering of the saints on December 31st. You do not want to miss this event. Price is $60 per person, which will pay for your dinner and venue, and you get to dress up for Jesus. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and click events. Again, it's sogmi.org. And on Tuesday, December the 5th, I'll be on my way to the Philippines with Joshua. My schedule is very tight. It is by the grace of God that I'll be able to make this trip. I have not been feeling well for the past several weeks. I made up my mind because if I went to see a doctor, I know I will end up in the hospital and had to cancel this very important conferences and trainings in the Philippines. That is not God's will, and that is not my will either. So instead, I call on the great physician and made an appointment. You know, you don't need to make an appointment. You can just call on him, and he always answers. And he always makes house calls. I love that. So Dr. and Lord J, he does not practice medicine. And I prefer his prescriptions, and his diagnosis is always the same. No matter what, whether you have cancer, whether you have pneumonia, whether you have a headache, his diagnosis is always the same. You are the healed. In actuality, I was just being practical. I really did not have any other choice except to believe and trust the Lord. My physical issues became a Goliath, and I had to cut its head off, and I have to do things God's way, or else I will not be able to do it by any other means. I have been taking care of myself. I exercise, I eat good. But what happened is I have been keeping up a very, very tight schedule. It's so hectic, and I cannot seem to slow down or make myself stop and rest. You know why? I'm so excited in 2017 because of many opportunities that open up for the body of Christ, for this nation, for me personally. And I have been seeing manifestation of prophecies fulfilled in a big way. And I always want to be right in the center of what God is doing. So finally, my body gave up and the Holy Spirit told me to rest. And as if I was given a choice in the matter, I felt so bad. For the past 2 weeks, I slowed down. And I thank God for Joshua for taking care of this program and kept it going. I still minister every Sunday, but I slowed down during the weekdays. And slowing down and resting and lying down, that was the most difficult thing I had to do. Because my brain was running 100 miles an hour. And now, thank God, I obeyed. I am well enough to travel. Pray for me for strength, for energy. I have 2 big conferences. It is the same conference we held in San Antonio in September, only on a much, much bigger scale. The 2 conferences are expected to be full. Actually, other trainings too are expected to be full. It is our seed here in United States, here in Texas, to other nations. And you, my dear brothers and sisters, need to take part of this. Sow a seed. It's not too late to sow a seed. Go to our website at sogmi.org and click donate. We are an occupying force. And we will continue to do this, and we will continue to occupy until the Lord comes. Our focus is preaching the gospel to all nations with power and making disciples. We do this, we obey this great commission every time we go overseas, and results are nothing but spectacular, mind-boggling. Me and Joshua, this December, we are both determined that this conference will be the best supernatural, anointed ever. It is God's will. And we are determined to carry out this mission, ensuring our time, our efforts, and your seeds will yield the greatest results. Pray for us and continue to thank God and continue to trust Him. You are also going to hear from the youth on Christmas Day in our program. They are getting ready to travel with me to Nigeria next year. They are all ministers and they are all powerful. I call them company of prophets. Yes, I am giving in finally to countless of invitations from the African continent to take the Empower Leader, Empower Nation Ministers Conference. And of course, we will hold Miracle Crusades while there. God is good. And I expect to go back to take this conference to Latin American countries. I just can't go everywhere. That is why the leadership trainings of this ministry are intense, as the group will be sent out there like me, conducting crusades and training and conferences with their own team so that I can replicate myself. This is what discipleship is all about. If God can use me, He can use you too. Let us rid ourselves with man-made doctrines. Let us focus on who God is, and we will have the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, front and center. And if you notice, me and Joshua don't take a break in this radio broadcast to announce opportunities, to give you opportunities to sow a seed or to share with you what is going on in this ministry. We do that. We don't interrupt the message. Why? I need to do that. Me and Joshua need to relay you the message or revelation that we receive from God because we want to fully utilize the time. I will do that one of these days. But in the meantime, I would rather that I skin you alive, to stomp on your toes, to share the vision and revelation we receive from the Lord, to encourage you, to strengthen you. Okay? We are getting revelations at least 3 times a week as a congregation. And I only get to share with you only a portion of what we have been receiving from the Holy Spirit. So I need to take every minute to share with you the revelation of Jesus Christ. And no, I don't want to have a daily program. As you know, we expanded this program and we are now being aired at KDRY. And we have offers from other states to air this program as well. My focus is we will cover Texas first and maybe next year we will go nationwide. So if you are blessed by this program, consider partnering with us by giving us a monthly pledge of financial support. Or you can just send your spare thousands, and better is your spare millions of dollars, then we can prepay everything. Okay? So obey God. And at the same time, be a cheerful giver. I said that will be a challenge for you, my dear brothers and sisters. If you are so happy in sending out your millions of dollars and hundreds and thousands of dollars, you made it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, in part says that, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. And this is what I intend to do through this radio program and other available means. We are going to be on YouTube, hopefully in the next few weeks. See, it is the Holy Spirit who named this broadcast the prophetic voice of our time. And so I never thought of that. Why? It puts pressure on me. It means that prophecies, revelations, and teaching and preaching of the Word of God must continue to move forward. Lord did not name this program Old News and Stale Bread. If He told me that the title of this program will be Old News and Stale Bread, me and Mike have a library of many years of teachings. We can air those. Or the Holy Spirit could have named it just Prophetic Voice. But no, He added, of our time. I guess He knows that because I love Jesus, that I will handle the pressure of having to keep the prophecies and the revelations up to date at the appointed time. So it is awesome. So I'm meeting the challenge. See, the appointed time of the Lord is everything concerning you and I. The appointed time for God's people to prosper is now. But we must do things His way, His ways of doing things, not what we know, not based on our experience, not based on our talents. We need the Holy Spirit to teach and guide us new things, because He is leading us to places where we've never been before. The appointed time has come for you and I to take our post and to receive our inheritance in Christ Jesus. Okay? In Psalm chapter 75, verse 2 says, I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge uprightly. So when I heard the Lord telling me that I am going back to the radio and the program is the prophetic voice of our time, I just kind of sweated out. But I'd rather be in His appointed time. I'd rather be in an uncomfortable situation, in a place where I'd never been. I don't want to eat stale bread. And so are you. You don't want any stale bread either. Okay? In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3 says, For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. Revelation in the times and the new covenant is started with a prophet named John the Baptist. John was a different prophet like no others, because at an appointed time, the revelation about the kingdom of God and the confirmation, affirmation, and pointing the way towards our Lord Jesus Christ has come. So instead of prophesying what needs to be done and what is God's plan, he prophesied about the kingdom of God being near. It's never been prophesied before. But at that appointed time, that prophecy by John the Baptist need to be released before Jesus get on full-time ministry. And after John died, Jesus picked it up. Instead of the kingdom of God is near, it's now the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is within you, right? And then the revelation received from the Holy Spirit by the disciples has now have gotten into a different level. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Before the kingdom of God is near, it is Jesus and John the Baptist. Now, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Okay? So see that? The revelation for the time is at hand. And we are in the time that we are receiving revelations from the Holy Spirit that's never been made clear and revealed to the past generations. Like what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. In reading this, then, you'll be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. Verse 5. Listen very carefully. Which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. Only the office of the apostles and the prophets, just like in the book of Acts, they work together and they are now taking the center stage to build the church in accordance to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Right? Okay. They were appointed by God. And this is the appointed time that they are coming to the front lines, that they will take the center stage and they will build the church in which Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. Not the name, not the people, not the office, but Jesus Christ front and center. So what is that revelation that was not revealed in the past generations until the time or the generation of Apostle Paul in the book of Acts? Right? Verse 6, it says, this mystery that was, remember, it was not revealed before. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. The body of Christ did not replace the Jewish people. We were grafted in. Okay? So throw that doctrine, because that's from the devil. We are not replacing anybody, but instead we are adding people to our number. Okay? And we have been receiving revelations from the Holy Spirit. And what I need to share with you, our listeners of this program, because of limited time, we are behind by a few months. In spite of me and Joshua's effort to update and share with you, we only have 30 minutes on the radio. And we've been getting this Sunday morning, evening service, Wednesday, and sometimes I just sit down with a core team and share with them what I didn't have any time to share because of the time constraint. So it is a challenge for me to share and to release prophecies and revelations on the radio, and we have limited time. And I want you that when you hear, when I quote the scripture to you, receive it, and then ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. You and I should be desperate for the Holy Spirit to teach us and to reveal things to us, because we have so much opportunities that I have been in the ministry for a long time. But the revelations and the opportunities that we have now, it's just like, it's mind-boggling for me. But if it's from God, I receive it. As much as I can handle, as much as I can receive, as much as I can believe. And you need to have that too. You need to do that. Because once it manifests to you, you'll own that revelation. And then you are anointed and you have authority to share it with others, to disciple others, to encourage others, to mature others in the things of God. Because you already have it. And no one can talk you out of it if it's manifested in your life. Like, for example, healing is not for today, so you better go to the doctor. It is okay to go to the doctor, but believe and pray for the Lord Jesus to use the doctor to heal you, to give them wisdom, and to share your faith that I believe that God is going to use you to heal me. There is no problem with that. But if healing is not for today, it means to say miracles is not for today, and you are a recipient of a miracle, nobody can talk you out of it. Because you have it. It is part of who you are. You are a supernatural, living, breathing, walking, talking saint of the Most High God. Okay? So we have been studying and receiving from the Holy Spirit as a congregation 3 times a week. It's always interesting. And we will continue to try to share with you as much as possible. But you know what? It is important for you to consider attending our December 31st conference. God has so much to share with us for 2018 and beyond. Let us start the new year right. In 2018, those that are prepared, we will not run. Instead, we will soar to new heights in the Lord. Glory to God. And me and Josh will be back on December 21st to celebrate Christmas with families and here in the USA. And it will give us some time to adjust to the new time zone and weather before the conference. And hope to see you there. You can register at sogmi.org. and click Events. And we are also on podcast. If you miss any of our broadcasts, we are on podcast. Go to SOGMI.org. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.